I know what you're thinking. This is the best thing you can listen to on this streaming app. But did you know this is also the best thing you can watch on YouTube? That's right. Moist Monday Podcast also has a YouTube channel with full video, and you can watch it at any time. So check us out.
All right, because TikTok was banned for about 12 hours, yeah. But at the time I didn't realize. When the morning I woke up and I knew TikTok was gone and I had the day off, so I decided I was going to try and do something different with my day.
Yeah, because you're like, well, the habit's broken for me.
Well, instead of like scrolling for like sometimes an hour and a half in the morning, I decided I would watch a piece of cinema.
Ooh.
But before that, like I would TikTok, I got very high.
Okay, yeah.
And I watched The Whale.
At oh shit!
10 a.m.
You watched The Whale.
Holy shit!
It's a lot.
That movie wrecked me, and I might have been in just the mindset because it ruined my whole day.
I don't even know what it's about, to be honest.
Sure, but yeah, I watched it at 10 a.m.
Would you recommend?
It is maybe the best movie I've ever seen.
Holy shit.
I'm not like
I know.
I'm really
see
not
it.
Exaggerating. Oh, I wish I would have saved it. I'll see if I have any of the texts I sent to Izzy. Probably not.
Oh my
not.
God, but that's how you got super high and just watched The Whale on a Sunday because you're like, oh, TikTok's gone.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to try something different with my day off. Whoops. It was incredible. I sobbed. Like, I openly was like shaking, sobbing at it.
Oh my God.
I was inspired by it. Like, it is seriously one of the best films I've ever seen.
But it also ruined you?
Yes, it was a lot. Because I was texting Izzy a little bit during it. I texted her and I took a photo of my face while I was watching it. But then it wasn't even funny. So I couldn't send it. I saved it though, so we can post it here.
It's just like sad.
This is a real photo of me watching The Whale.
Oh my God.
It destroyed
his face. Is for people just listening.
It hurt how hard I was crying.
Jesus. And you just have your hood up. Yeah. And you're just like,
Brendan Fraser is fucking incredible. No, but like the movie.
That's a movie I've always wanted to watch. What was it? Did you just stream it? Amazon?
It was on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Yeah. Okay. I don't have Netflix.
But like literally every character, and there's not a lot of characters, have an insane background. They show like just how like nobody's perfect and little like issues here and there, but it kind of explains it. You understand like it's also they're just people.
Oh shit.
And like The Whale, he's a very like he focuses on the positive, but then he's also The Whale because he can't get past the negatives. And there's just like he's an online teacher who just loves reading essays and he loves honesty and work. It's fucking incredible.
But he's like super overweight though.
He's huge. And then like you kind of like I had inner like spirals about just random shit while watching it. At one point,
they like cover a lot of heavy topics.
Yes. And while I was watching it, at one point I started just thinking about something in it. It's cause like, obviously The Whale's not doing good, but he's also a really happy guy. And like, he likes to laugh at things, but when he laughs, like his heart hurts. And so it's
Jesus.
But he loves to enjoy things, but it hurts him. And like, when I started thinking about that, I started just crying watching. It's so
you might
good.
Have just been way too high,
but either
but
way,
also is really
it is
good.
Still yeah. Like the acting was incredible.
It's insane that he actually like, it wasn't like a fat suit or anything. Like,
yes, it was.
But he did. But he put on a lot of weight for it.
He was just a bigger guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No. This, you can't wait. Like, it is an insane.
Okay,
amount
so he did. He did put on weight, but then also it's a fat suit.
He didn't put on weight. He just had like he's a bigger guy now. Oh. He isn't a Hollywood A-lister anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he's just a dude.
Well, I just remember him coming back after The Whale, and I was like, I just assumed he put it on for the movie.
No,
oh, okay.
No, he's just a normal dude.
Yeah, I guess because he hasn't been around for a while. I do.
Well,
it
he
is
did
wild.
Doom Patrol. No, he's just like normally shaped in that. Yeah. But no, the suit for The Whale, I think it weighed over like 300 pounds. So also like his legs got incredibly strong and shit like that.
Yeah, because he has to carry it around.
Yeah, and just live in it. Yeah. So
I
incredible, but it changes your day.
I also heard that he jacks off a lot.
No, just once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there is a jacking off scene, but you don't see anything because he's also like he'll be naked in the shower, but you can't see anything.
Because it's so big.
Yeah, and also you just forget how tall Brendan Fraser is too. So the first time he gets up, it's just like, oh my God.
You're just like, whoa.
It's terrifying. Like, he is so big.
I need to watch it, but I don't know. That sounds like a movie I need to watch sober.
I don't know.
Or should I just fully embrace it?
It's just, you got to pay attention.
Damn, that's how you fucking started your day.
Yeah, and it took me hours to get out of it. And I literally wrote notes on the rest of my day because it was such a weird feeling.
Okay.
Because The Whale just hit me.
Well, I'm curious about the rest of those.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it after we get a little Yukon sex.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the meat of the episode.
It also feels weird just referring to him as the whale, but like the movie very much does.
And that's that's the name of the movie.
Yeah. And it's always his giant face as the cover.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm so glad he won an Oscar for that, and he deserves it 1,000%. Like, that is.
Well, didn't he get a standing ovation or whatever?
Yeah. The first time they showed it, there's like a 6-minute ovation or something like that.
Yeah. Just like, whoa.
Yeah. It takes on like a lot of religion stuff that I like too, because I wrote notes on it, but like they all get into like specifics.
Yeah. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie just wrecked me.
I really want to watch it.
And then right when I got done with it, I realized TikTok was back.
Yeah, dude.
12 hours or something like that.
What the fuck, dude? And it was like over the middle of the night. Like it went away at like nighttime.
It went away at like 8:30. I was on the app when it went away.
Oh, so your next scroll said it's unavailable?
I was just like, just a few more to end the whole cycle.
Did you end
on
a bad one?
It was fine. It was like a little news story. And yeah, so there was, at first, when I first got on it, an important update. We regret that U.S. law banning TikTok will take effect on January 19th and force us to make our service temporary unavailable. We're working to restore our services in the U.S. as soon as possible. We appreciate your support. Please stay tuned. And then when it went down.
Yeah, the down notice is wild.
A law banning TikTok has been enacted in the U.S. Unfortunately, that means you can't use TikTok for now. We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office. Please stay tuned. And then 12 hours later.
Yeah, this happened
between
before.
That is me watching the whale.
Yeah, but before this even happened, though, he wasn't even inaugurated. No. Like, that's what I don't get.
And
then, like, dude, this feels like a PR stunt.
It absolutely was. Yeah, and then 12 hours later, welcome back. Thanks for your patience and support. As a result of President Trump's effort, TikTok is back in the U.S., wild.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Just ridiculous that they are going that hard pro Trump, but also like,
yeah, didn't they
technically, would it have gone away with
okay,
it's so weird.
I've just seen things here and there, so I don't know if it's really true or not, because you see a lot of stuff on the internet, but from what I saw, it looked like when Trump was first, Papati was first in power, he's the one that started the ban. I don't know if it's true, that's what I saw. He's the one that started the ban, and then it got banned, and then now he's the hero, and he just like, it's like, so he just did it to make.
No, it's like when a firefighter is also a pyromaniac. Yeah,
and then starts a fire and then saves everybody and goes, I saved everybody.
He's the hero. Long con.
Yeah, it's so fun. And the people that freaked out.
I mean, I wasn't panicking that TikTok is gone. I was upset that they're able to ban this kind of communication.
I have a lot of conflicted feelings towards it.
TikTok, I would probably be better off if it was gone, but also I'd be less informed, which is what they
I know,
want,
that's
but
how
also
you get the news.
Being less informed would probably be good for me.
It's kind of, ignorance is bliss, but first off, it's fucked up that they can just on everybody's phone shut something off.
Because I thought it was good. They said it would be like you can't update it and it would slowly just teeter
that's how,
out.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Instead of just when you're scrolling, just live. That means that they can do that on anything.
Yes. At any time. And that's also what they showed us, that they can do that. But Papa T won't.
Like, it's just it's like,
so
what the
wild.
Fuck? But it is wild how many people were like just freaking out. Like, When it got banned, I saw so many people on Snapchat and so many people like texted. Everyone's like so sad, and I'm just like, my initial thought when it was going away, I was like, it's probably a good thing it's going away. I mean, obviously that's how some people get news, and that's how some people. But I think it's not overall not good.
No, it's not a net positive for society. Absolutely,
and it's brain rot. You know,
it's brain rot, but also like it is information. It is comedy too. Like it. Laughs per minute. I probably get more off of TikTok on a good run than any comedy.
I was on it for a long time. It's so addicting. I would spend like 3 hours a day on it.
It is wild. And I'll do that. Yeah.
It's so freeing to not do that.
What are you filling that time with? What are you filling that specific time with?
I don't know, because it would be like random times throughout the day.
Sure. So are you just staring at a wall random times more now?
No, I just feel like I'm doing. I feel like I'm actually getting stuff done now. I don't know. Because when I was on it, I was like, man, I'd lay in bed for hours. I'd lay on the couch for hours. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's 4:00. Oh my God, it's like, I got to go. So, man, it sucks that they can do it, but it'd
probably be better if it was gone.
Yeah, like, if it was a PR stunt, fucking 12 hours, like, that was nothing.
But also, it proved the point that it can
true.
Be taken away, and he gave it back. And they made sure to tell them.
What a joke.
But they made sure to tell everybody that he gave it
and
back.
And they also made sure to announce it that it was going away, but Papa T will save the day.
Yeah, he'll
that's
be
what's
there
so
for
wild.
Us.
I'm like, I don't understand that at all.
No.
Like,
because he wasn't in power.
I know he's
yet.
Not in power. That's
he
so
is now, as of today.
Yeah, it would have made sense if they closed today and then.
Then they should have
closed
for
Sunday
that.
And then waited till Monday. And then it was like, oh, yeah, he's in charge now. That's the first thing he did.
He made it work, yeah.
He got rid of the genders and then.
Yeah.
And then.
That one's fixed wild.
TikTok.
Because I don't even know what exactly. Because he announced that.
Yeah,
I
we're filming this the day he got inaugurated, guys.
Yeah, because the big announcement that's making people angry is, yeah, he announced that the government will only have two genders or, like, recognize.
I just don't.
So I wonder if that means, like, just on government forms, the other ones are going away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe because you can't really. I don't quite know what that means, but when I saw that, I was like, just leave him alone.
Yeah, that's.
You're just doing it to be an asshole.
Yes, like this is something.
It doesn't affect anybody.
Yeah, this isn't the issues.
Yeah. I'm curious what he's going to do in the first week.
Yeah.
Or first.
Like he's saying he's
like
going
to. By the time this comes out, dude, shit could be wild.
Completely different. This podcast would be gone.
But we've also said that many times where we're like, shit could be different. And then it's not.
It never is.
It never. Yeah, it just kind of is the same.
That is what's funny is when everyone's like, oh, I can't believe we're going to go from this today and something else tomorrow. I'm like, it's not good today either. Like we're still.
And it hasn't been good for 4 years.
Second.
6 years. 5 years.
Yeah, we were talking, what, 2019?
2019 was the last time I felt like the world was decent,
well,
which is so wild because
just thriving.
I was doing great, yeah. but also Papa T was in charge. Yeah. I
don't think it was because him, though.
I think it's just I was in a good spot in my life.
I also think I think it was kind of like it takes a second for president stuff to really take,
yeah,
like really sink in. So we were 8 years of Obama.
Obama,
which is fantastic.
It was great. Yeah, so maybe
which
we were
is,
still
I
living
think
Obama.
Now how the government recognizes his name. I think he should also do that.
Obama?
No, where Trump just everything he pronounces weird. That's now the official government way to say it.
The Gulf of the United States.
It's the Gulf of America. And he says that was in his acceptance speech.
Jesus Christ.
It's happening. So you, and I love it.
So you watched the inauguration they did today.
Some
though.
Of it. Yeah.
Some of it. I knew like it was today because it was on the calendar. They put it on the fucking calendar, yeah. Which is annoying. No, but it's also MLK Day. Yep. That's also weird.
Yeah. And they did an okay job talking about it. They were respectful.
Okay, because
they were
like,
a little bit like the announce or the newscasters were definitely like, he's turning in his grave right now. Like
oh
he wasn't
God.
Happy, but Trump was just like, and out of respect for this,
okay,
we're gonna be doing this, and it's just. But he also says we're gonna have a colorblind nation. Like that's not the answer.
That show is pretty good, where you just fade at the last part of the sentence. Colorblind nation,
because he just kind of does that every time. Yeah. But no, he said that sentence. That's like, that's not great. I understand what he's trying to do on, like, they're saying, like, because a bunch of conservatives are mad of, like, I don't know what it's exactly called, but it's where, like, you need diversity at a company. And their argument is, well, we shouldn't go off of diversity. We should go off of who deserves the job, which I understand the sentence of that, but it's just that white people, it's easier to do good.
Yeah.
So that's where you can balance it a little bit.
I'm glad I don't have to I'm not in power where I don't have to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I also get what they're saying. And I just go, I don't know. Can we do both?
Yeah.
Can we just meet in the middle maybe?
Can I just hire who I want?
Yeah. And then, why do we have to overthink everything?
Yeah. Because honestly, what I would do is just make all the info public. And then people can look at that and decide if they want to support that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if we just knew all the bullshit about all the companies instead of forcing all the companies to be good. And then as a society, we could decide what is tolerated.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we already know that fucking Starbucks and fucking all that shit is bad, but people still go.
Yeah, we all know that cell phones are made by literal slave labor, but
we all have them.
I like to Snapchat.
Yeah, you like to use TikTok.
Yep, it's fucked.
Yeah,
it is weird what we allow and what we don't.
But then it's so odd because
but also that's not in our country, but also it's by our country.
It's just
I don't fucking know.
I mean,
it's all fucked.
We live in a wild, the land of the free, baby.
Yeah,
we can do whatever we want. But it's just it's so wild where it's like, God, fucking Doritos sponsored that president fucking thing.
Yeah,
I'm not going to eat Doritos. All right, that's one person, but then people are still going to go buy Doritos at the Super Bowl party.
But the thing is, if everybody says that,
I know,
and that
thing
has
is like,
happened, I think. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it won't. Yeah, I think if things are super bad, they will. But people aren't going to be.
I don't
people
know,
are like,
still use Volkswagen.
Yeah, people are like, God, I don't like Starbucks, but I like coffee.
Yep.
So I need it. And it's like, that sucks.
I mean,
people still eat at Papa John's.
Well, he's not in power anymore, and he vowed to use the N-word less.
Yeah, but it's like, we all were like, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
We all fucking kept
that's
eating
true,
at Subway.
Yeah. That's true. But he didn't run the company. He was a spokesperson.
I know, but it's like,
that is a wild one. But like, I don't know if people
shit
were
just like, still goes on.
It's weird just to see everyone's horrible. That's like the whole like Kanye thing. But yeah. Also, he's such a good musician.
We're all just people, dude. He's like the whale.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it's a good comparison.
No.
Oh, no. It's not political at all.
It's political a little bit.
So what happened to the rest of your day after you watched the whale?
Yeah, then TikTok was back. So
okay, so then you got on TikTok.
Yeah, I went on that for a little bit, but that didn't really pull
me
out of
the
way. It's
so weird that like the app like was still on your phone. Like everybody, yeah. Like the app is still there. You just opened it.
Yeah.
And then like
it just said no.
No.
Yeah. And then eventually said, Papa T said yes.
But you had to read it first. It didn't just automatically start playing.
You have to understand that.
You have to know that Papa T is in charge. That's so fucked.
Oh, all right. And then my next step was, you know, I've been trying a new thing with video games where I restart this video game, but I played like quite a bit of it before, but I wanted to restart it for the story.
Yep.
So I put it on easy mode and it had a mode where if you die, it's game over.
Yeah. Which is like a fun way to play video games.
It made me care a lot more, except for this game has QuickTime events failed one of those. So the game's gone.
Fuck.
I was on chapter 12 of 16. That's what happened immediately after. So when that happened, I was just like, nope, hit the power button, unplug the PlayStation. I was like, maybe it didn't save. Plugged it back in, gone.
So you're like hard stop it.
Yeah.
Hard stopping it, but it still saved it.
Yeah. I was pissed. Cause like, God,
that does suck.
Damn it.
Yeah.
A quick time event. Like
where it's like, you weren't in battle.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't skill based. It's just, I fucked this up.
Fuck. And
I'm
you made
still
it that
a
far.
Little high. Yeah.
That is a fun way to play video games.
But
though.
Like now, I'm probably just not going to beat that game.
Yeah, because you're like, I got to go through it all again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it all again.
I wanted just to do it the one time and have fun with it the one time if I did it perfect.
I mean, that's kind of like it's kind of like a no death run. That's what people do.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because it is a no death run. Because if you die, it's real life and then you're done.
But then you get a restart.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
If people, when you kill yourself, you start as a baby again.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't go back to your last bad day at work.
Yeah.
That's
there's
tough.
No checkpoints.
Yeah. Where would you have wanted your last checkpoint to be?
2019.
That's fair. Wait, but then it's just going to
no,
happen
then
again.
No, then I just happen again. Fuck.
So you got to stop it.
I ain't stopping it.
Yeah,
2019, I felt so good.
So probably 2016, the start of feeling good. So you can at least restart that. Or
oh, yeah. And live the 3 years of feeling great.
Or just go back to birth. Start over. Try again.
Just like as a 3-year-old, stop fighting, yelling at my parents. I ain't putting up with this. I know what happens.
God, then they just fight you harder. Yeah, they beat that out of you real quick.
And I go, I won't talk ever again.
Because that's the thing. Like, yeah, if I went back to high school, I like the guys were like, I've been so popular. I'm like, I wouldn't. I would just be like, I'd be more jaded and dumber.
Yeah, I'd be so fucking cynical.
And also, I wouldn't know how to study for a test.
Yeah, and that's also, gone. High school kids are so dumb.
But also, they are still like, they know how to study and take tests.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do that anymore.
I'm in college.
Yeah. So you took acting last semester.
Yeah. But I'm fucking have to watch lectures and take notes and shit.
Yeah,
now
I guess
semester.
It's still more like it's still more like you actually doing things, not just reading a science textbook.
Yeah. I mean, we do have to do discussions based on the lecture online,
but like on like film, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched the first lecture yet, but it's like 50 minutes long.
Okay.
So
that's still like, you get what I mean. Like,
yeah.
That's different than reading a
it's
chemistry
reading about
textbook.
Bones.
Yeah.
Bones.
Like, I'd be worthless at that.
Yeah. That'd be so weird if you could go back, but still think the same. Cause then you'd be like, if you look at any women, you'd
like,
be like,
gross.
You'd be like, God damn it.
I have to wait.
But then it's like, you're in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyone I like won't like me because then they'd be a pedophile. And I just feel like one for being here.
And you're just like, God damn it. You start flirting with all the teachers. And they're like, you're a kid.
Stop. And then you have to go play gym.
Oh, fuck. You have to get naked in front of the rest of the boys.
Should you get naked?
No.
Yeah.
We were just changing into shorts, but some people would.
Yeah.
Some people would shower.
Some of the teachers would get naked.
Whoa. You saw teachers get naked?
Yeah.
You saw teacher cock?
I didn't see it, but that happened. That an art teacher, the one who got canceled later.
Mr.
Or so it was the math one.
Yeah, the math one.
Math one's the bad one. Yeah. He would change and get naked in the boys' locker room. Everybody would be like,
and
you must have a house.
And that's junior high.
Yeah, that's true.
That wasn't even high school. Yeah. That's junior high.
And he was just slinging old cock around there.
Junior high, when we would have to change into our shirts, I wouldn't even take my shirt off.
Sure.
I would like put on the gym shirt and then, you know how you do that
with the sleeve?
Yeah, through the sleeve. Because I was like a fat kid.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I was like embarrassed.
You thought maybe they wouldn't know if you didn't take your shirt off.
Yeah, I was like, I'm ashamed to show my body. And then you just look over and see a teacher dick.
Yep.
God, that's insane that he did that.
God, I remember once the PE teacher made me feel weird because like I had to use the bathroom in the locker room. So I just like went and peed. And when I got out, he's like, do you change in there? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you're not allowed to. I'm like, so basically he was asking me like, you took your pants off in front of these boys, right? That's part of it.
That's fucked up that he's like, you're not allowed to change in the bathroom. Yeah. You have to change in front of him.
It's like, no, I just had to pee. But like, yeah, he made sure that's part of gym is that everyone else sees my boxer briefs.
Yeah, that is fucking wild. That when you get to a certain age, they just go, all right, you're going to go in this room and you're going to get naked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we swam in high school and like people would shower in that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would shower in one pair of underwear and then dry off and like kind of like cover and like put on a different
pair of
underwear.
Put on a towel and then switch it.
Yeah, switch underwear. So I didn't care about being my underwear on people.
Yeah, I got used to that. Yeah. And I get, but like, because that's kind of normal because I was just wearing boxers.
But no, I never got fully naked in a gym locker room.
I don't think I think I have before, like at swimming gyms, but I'm like really facing the locker. So
sure.
Just my butt's out. You know what I mean? Like my,
right,
I'm hiding my dick so much.
And it's hiding itself.
And like I get everything ready before I get.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, you're like ready to pop the leg in.
I don't know. Yeah, because I've never been like, I've never gotten a massage. I've never been like a sauna or anything. I've never done like any of the public naked things.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of hot springs when I went to Colorado, and like a lot of those, especially like the ones out of the city, at like 8 p.m., it's naked.
Did you do that?
No, because I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So we would like be during the day, and then like sometimes you just see people start getting naked, and everyone's like, we got to go.
Yeah. Robert, close your eyes.
It just sounds like, but it's always like old people because they're like, I don't care.
That is true. Like, I don't know if I would still be self-conscious about showing other people though.
Yeah.
Cause also like, it's not just like,
and also
it's not just
is
that I'm
it better. Is it better just to be naked in a hot springs? I don't know. I don't know if I would feel comfortable.
I think I tried like swimming naked in like my pool growing up.
I guess you kind of are like, oh, this is fully freedom, but I'd be nervous that someone would
fine.
See.
Yeah. I just feel a different current on my balls. Like it's not that different.
Your balls get very chlorine-y.
Yeah, it's great. But like also, it's
your
not
pubes
just that,
turn green.
It's not just like that I don't want to be naked around other people. It's that like I don't want to ruin others' days. And I know a wild cock can.
Yeah, but
that's a day ruiner.
Yeah, a wild cock is. But in those situations, it's expected.
Not to the random kid who doesn't know the rules. And all of a sudden, the first cock it sees is mine. I don't want that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because little boys... Little kids.
In the gym locker room.
Can go
to
gym locker
rooms. That's when I saw old dong.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I think, one of the first dongs I ever saw was old dong.
Oh, yeah. And they were swinging. I mean, yeah. First titties I ever saw were my grandmother's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
stop.
I'm supposed to like this?
Eventually. But also, she was old and senile. She had to undo her belt to get those suckers out.
That's wild. But she would still take them out.
Yeah. Still wanted to be seen. It's fucking wild.
Maybe she was just used to flashing in the 60s.
I don't think so. No, because she was like an old like Catholic woman. It's just fucking Alzheimer's does something.
Yeah, that fucks up
it
your
brain. It brings
you
back and sets you on a different path. That's
and it just keeps resetting
terrifying.
You.
Terrifying. Yeah. It's weird to see like kind of, it's like when I've gotten like a head injury. I remember once I got a concussion and I remember like my sister was trying to help me and I was just furious at her. It's like where it like
where
can really
it
reset
literally
that.
Just, yeah.
Or like you get a head injury and you swear a lot all of a sudden like when you're getting helped and stuff.
Because I think your brain is just
yeah, I think whenever
shuffled.
We get like pulled back, it's immediate like anger, confusion, and sex. And it's horrible. Just the worst thing that we're trying to
imagine
get rid of.
Imagine you get a head injury and then you're just like, I gotta fuck.
I bet some of them do.
I gotta fuck right now.
I think that is what happens to some criminals. That's serial killers are, one of it is an early head injury.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I was just saying like, instead of like you get hit and you start screaming, you're just like,
right
it's
now.
Just like you have a boner immediately and you're just like running at people.
You'd get put down for that.
But like, that'd be insane if it just
because
you
slipped
your head
on
the ice.
Yeah,
and you're just like, I'm horny.
Yep. That'd be bad.
Yeah, that would suck.
I wouldn't want that.
Fuck. And your whole life's changed because you slipped.
I mean.
But your whole life would change because you slipped.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing where like, I've never been in a fight. I never want to get in a fight. They do like that. If by somehow I knock someone down or back and they hit their head.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead.
And then they die and you go.
I murdered somebody.
oh shit, just because they fell bad.
Yeah.
And like hit their head on the counter and it goes, and you're just like, oh shit.
There goes both of our lives. Like,
you started it.
God, and just like knowing that, like, your whole life.
My punch sucks.
Yeah, like, I'm not strong.
Yeah. But
you overreacted.
But you killed somebody.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah. I don't know if I could ever, like, fully punch somebody.
I would like, I, same even now, I want to take, like, a fighting class.
Yeah, but I don't, like, it's still, like, just, like, it's, like, form and yeah. shit.
Yeah, there's no way I wouldn't hurt myself if I tried to punch someone yeah. now.
But I don't know if, like, if I was in a fight, if I could just, like, actually punch somebody in the face.
I think it's kind of, like, just a part of you, and you don't know
like,
it
it's
yet.
Just, like, a primal, and you're just, like, ugh!
Probably.
Like, those just people that get drunk and want to fight.
I think that's also just their assholes.
That's so wild that
people do that, and they still get drunk all the time. Or, like,
I feel like when I get drunk, I'm the same guy.
You get sad. You get quiet.
Or talkative.
Sometimes, yeah.
But, like, I don't...
You're just a little exaggerated on all your notes.
Yeah, but, like, I don't... Like, some people, when they drink, they just shift.
Become a different person,
and you're just
yeah.
like,
oh.
You shouldn't drink.
Please stop.
Yeah, what the... Like, yeah, if you get angry and want to fight, or, like, the drummer in my band...
Yeah.
He would, like, have a few drinks and then just be gone.
I hate when people are like, yeah, I run away when I'm drunk. I'm like, all right, we're never drinking together then. That like,
sounds
yeah.
terrifying. No, yeah. I don't mean like he disappeared.
Oh.
Like he was just like himself
oh,
was gone.
Oh, got you. Because did you know people who like were runners when they were drunk?
No, I didn't, really? I didn't know runners.
I know like a couple of
that. What the fuck? So they get drunk and they're just like, I got to explore.
Yep. Or just like if anything happens, they try to leave. Yeah.
I guess like when I first couple of years I got drunk, I did think it was fun to like hide.
Sure.
Hiding's fun, but yeah. I would like, I don't know, I wouldn't run away.
Sure. It's also then you have to hope that people will actually look for
I know,
you.
I always thought it was funny because I'd like hide it and then I'd just listen and I'm and like, oh, they're going to notice I'm gone.
And then
they don't notice. Yeah. And then I get sad.
Yeah, you just hear them not talking about you.
And I'm just like, oh, wow, they don't even know I'm here.
I don't have to be here. They don't want me around anymore.
I don't
want
to be around anymore. We live in a fucking wild world.
And I think he signed 100 new laws today.
Is there, are any of them out as of right now?
I think they're signed in by now. I don't know. He had like a weird desk.
I'm so just confused because on Christmas Eve, Biden did a lot of shit, like 100 or 50 or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know how.
But what did that do?
I don't know.
We even talked about some of them and I still haven't heard anything about him.
Who would you hear about that from though?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, you think it's strangers in the street, like, you hear what Biden did?
But it's just like,
he signed a piece of paper that makes me happy.
But I feel like if you're signing 100 bills, something should change.
You think so? Yeah,
that's why I don't understand being in charge.
Aren't actually for the poor people like us. They're probably just for the rich fucks.
Yeah, he just signed something so then Trump could unsign it.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised by that either. Yeah, I think he like Biden did, or pardoned his whole family, which I think is hilarious.
Trump did?
No, Biden did.
What? So that means they're all free of charges?
I think so. If they're to be investigated by something they have done.
Oh my God. But also, isn't Trump a criminal?
Yeah. Like officially, he is a felon.
I don't understand and anything that's happening.
And like.
That's why I don't pay attention because I just don't get it.
Well, because also the DNC and the RNC just spoon feed you bullshit. We've been chosen the Democratic nominee in what? 12 years?
Yeah, they're just like, this is your person. And yeah. You're like, no.
Like, I really don't think enough people ran for Hillary for her to have won. It was all about Bernie, but the people didn't, or the government didn't want someone like Bernie.
Yeah, and all the people wanted him.
And like, he could have beaten Trump, but instead they threw Hillary against him, so Trump dominated.
Yeah, because we were like,
and then we realized that was insane. Somehow Biden was the choice again, which I didn't know anyone who ran, like, supported him, because that year I did support Bernie at the caucuses.
Yeah, and I think I did. I think my grandpa forced me to vote.
Sure.
And I think I did vote for Biden because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Biden,
he seems less
Trump?
Angry. Yeah.
Like, I was like, we're fucked.
Yeah. And then somehow Biden won that one too. But then it was just another 4 years of bullshit of just
but
nothing.
Then he was the VP of Obama, though. That's the wild part.
Yeah. And like, I remember back then he was just kind of like fun and weird. And then people were like, hey, you're weird around kids. And that was a big thing for a while.
Well, it's also, I didn't even know who he was when Obama was in charge. That's the wild part.
I mean, you never know who the VP is.
That's true. That's a tough trivia pursuit question.
Yeah.
Who is the VP
anybody?
For this guy's president?
Because
fuck, I don't know. Dick Cheney, was he a VP?
Yeah, he was Bush W's, but before that, no idea.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, so what, it goes Dick Cheney, Biden, right? Yeah, Biden twice.
Oh, yeah, because...
And then
Obama Pence. Was after Bush, yeah. Yeah, makes
sense. And then Pence.
Oh, fuck.
But then they tried to kill him, and then Kamala, and then, yeah.
And then who's the new VP?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, Vance Refrigeration. Yep.
This is a little baby face, just...
Isn't he from the Midwest?
Yeah, I think so.
Minnesota, Ohio? Or Ohio, or something like that. I don't know. It's so nice that I don't have to pay attention.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking of tuning out here more. We'll see what gets through, though.
We're gonna get another COVID.
They've been pitching it a few times already about other just diseases.
I mean,
coming
I,
over.
I think I see occasionally that it's like a new virus is going around.
Yeah, no,
and like people are getting fucking sick as hell. But I doubt it somehow.
Yeah, so
especially
far
at work. Yeah, so far at least. But
we'll
it's like
see. I mean, it's just like, I know I can't actually change it. I vote the way people tell me I'm supposed to.
Vote sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Politics are weird. The world's weird.
That's, and like also, what the fuck happened to the drones? Where did that shit go?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they were like, oh, you know what will distract them? We'll light California on fire.
Yeah. God damn. Everything.
I feel like everything lately has just been a distraction. Like this whole TikTok thing, that it's PR. It's like distraction.
Same with like fucking Luigi.
Yeah, what's happening?
I don't know. Yeah, guy who killed the CEO.
Yeah, and then that just disappeared.
Nobody cares anymore. It's wild. Like you think that it's...
We
like,
just gotten to... And then this goes back to like I think TikTok being going away is good. Is people just don't care about anything anymore.
But also,
because you have so much shit at your fingertips.
But also we at least hear about everything.
Yeah, and you
the whole country
you care
does
for like a
do
day,
that. Yeah.
You care for a day and then you give up.
Yeah, because nothing changes.
Trump got shot in the ear. We cared for a while. And,
I really thought that one was going to be a big deal.
And then it disappeared.
Yep, he aliens, brought it up today.
The government announced there were aliens. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Drone showed up. Nobody cared. Like, it's like,
well, they cared for a second.
Yeah, it's like, is it going on?
Everything.
If
and
like, you would announce any of these headlines like in the 90s when it was newspapers, people would lose their fucking minds.
I think so. Or would it just, the world keeps going?
Yeah, because people are like, I mean, that sucks, but I got to go to work.
Yeah,
I got to pay my bills.
Yeah, there's a new newspaper that needs to be written.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, it's,
yeah, the world, it does. The day just keeps going.
24-hour news, yeah. You got to keep
that
moving.
That is insane. I mean, back in the day, it's a lot simpler because it's like you have one newspaper a day, and now it's like your news is 24 hours.
But there was still a lot happening back there. You just didn't know
you
about it.
You just didn't know about it, yeah.
I mean, granted, like, I maybe don't need to be furious about some random city's news.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that can't be good for me.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes, dude.
I mean, even if it's...
It's nice to be somewhat aware, but like you can't let it.
But like other people's, like other cities, like if I literally can do nothing about it.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, the Capitol got burned down in this city.
Yeah, and you're like, shit,
that sucks.
I got nothing.
Like, it's just like all this gunk in your brain. I mean, it's not gunk because it is happening to somebody. That sucks.
Yeah,
but like,
and if it happens to me, that will suck.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm hoping my taxes go for that. That's what I would love
to fix that.
Yeah, to fix like. All the shit bullshit that's happening instead of just paying for other bullshit.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like,
I'm even at a point where I don't even know how, like, I have no answers.
Yeah.
Like, and I think we're just, because I don't understand how it works. I don't even have any ideas to make it better.
No. And also, we're not supposed to.
No. I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And
we're not supposed to be the answers to all of this shit.
Well, I just like sometimes when you complain, it's like kind of nice to just have an answer, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just like, here we are. We're doing it.
And we've always been doing it. It just keeps going.
We're getting by. Yeah. Freaking wild.
I will say a weird thing about the inauguration was they kept doing prayers.
Oh.
Like more than a few times. And because we thought it was weird and we looked it up and apparently they always do prayers.
Weird. So like Papa T prayed?
Yeah, they all did. And apparently they would have done that at Joe, because also this is the first inauguration I've ever watched.
Yeah, I never watched them.
Because I figured this one would just have
wild things
being said. And it was.
Yeah,
there were.
I mean, Trump's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's a wild cat, but he's like, the way he talks is fascinating.
Because also this one, it was at a different place because they moved it indoor because of how cold it was.
Yeah, because it's so fucking cold. Jesus Christ.
But, so you could see Joe... right behind him. So as he was talking, you'd watch their faces react to shit. And that was insane.
Yeah, because he would just be
he'd be talking shit.
Yeah,
he
just goes, yeah, we're going to change the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, the Gulf of the United States. And Biden's like, no.
You can see Hillary Clinton laughs at that line. And it's so funny.
Hillary Clinton was there too?
Yeah, no, she's back there too. Everyone he's insulted.
Was Obama there?
Yeah. Michelle did not show up to this one either.
Yeah, because I don't think she likes him.
No. I think she's tired of this shit. I think that's why she
But Obama
did.
Was there?
Yeah. So was Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn.
They were like on stage?
No. Were in the crowd with like Elon Musk.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't it like
Jeff Bezos?
All this.
That is scary.
Yeah, that they're all in one room and those people run the country.
All in one row.
Yeah, and those people run the country?
Yeah. They run the social, like everything.
I know it's like really fucked up, but like what I was thinking, I was like, damn, that's a lot of people to have in one room. What if like something bad happened?
Yeah, that's also why I was watching, just in case.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, that's insane.
Yeah,
they run, everything. Those like six people run everything. Yeah.
Everything I do in a day, like most of it comes through
And it's
them.
So wild because it's like, yeah, Jeff Bezos, probably a piece of shit, but guess what? I'm still buying shit on Amazon.
Also, Amazon's so nice.
Yeah, because you can buy something that'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's
you deserve wild. At least $1 billion for that.
He has so much money.
So many billions.
It's so wild. It started off as a bookstore.
Yeah.
Just fucking selling books online.
But also, like, Tesla caught another rocket today. Insane.
They caught?
Yeah.
What
Imagine,
does that mean?
Like, a building caught a building that was landing from space.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's actually incredible. So they're doing shit like that, but then also they create the Cybertruck, which is the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen.
Dude, every time I see a cyber car or Cybertruck in the wild, I go, that thing looks so stupid.
Because I thought they were going to be cool when they were first announced until I saw one in person, and it's way taller than I expected.
It's so big.
Yeah, it looks like
it didn't fully render.
Yeah, it looks like a PS2 graphics game.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like my eyes are like, what? Yeah. But the rest of the world is rendered. And I'm like,
and they just look so stupid. And they're not, and I love that they're not great either.
And you just, I just always up. Curious, like, who's driving that? Who spent?
An asshole.
Yeah. That like, loves being on an X.
Well, but like other Tesla cars, I do not judge at all.
Oh, like just the Tesla rechargeable ones?
Yeah, Tesla model, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Because they're just cars.
Solar panel cars or whatever.
But yeah, just that one is just the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen.
It's fucking wild.
There's a couple of them in town, but also like I see them maybe once a month.
Yeah, I don't see them that often, but I do see them enough where I'm like, oh, I forgot again.
Because also, I don't know how many of any other type of car I've ever seen in my life, but I know every day that I've seen a Tesla Cybertruck.
It is wild. I mean, when you start looking for certain things, you do notice it more. Like if you start looking for yellow cars, you'll see them a lot more than you...
But if you look for a big, dumb, stainless steel hunk of metal on the road.
I see it a lot on the interstates.
Yep.
And it's all, I always pass them. Well, also, they're always going so slow.
Also, they're just like, it is weird that those are electric. That looks like the most like running off of some random fuel source.
Yeah, that's using dinosaur
fossil fuel. It's like Mad Max shit.
Fuel.
Yeah.
You're literally putting urine and blood into that to fucking make it move. But it's solar. I don't get it, dude. We're just here. We're just talking.
Yeah, I'd love an electric car someday. Can't afford one. Can't afford to put a charger in my house, so not going to worry about it.
I mean, electric is more efficient, better for the environment.
I think so.
I think. And then, like, getting solar panels, like, if I had a house, that would be nice.
Yeah, you just got to pay to actually get them done.
Get them done, but then, like...
So we need to be at a point when we're not, everybody in America is not just getting by. So
which
we can
is
splurge
most people,
on something.
Most people are just getting by.
It's like, I remember the first time I bought like a nicer pair of shoes and they lasted
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that's such a difference. Or like the moment I bought a nicer coat and it lasted more than two winters.
But it's like, you have to be able to afford
you
a nicer coat.
You have to be able to
coat.
Save up for a second.
My shoes have been falling apart
longer.
For weeks.
Yeah, but those are also Chucks. How long have those lasted you?
I've had these for a couple of years.
Which is pretty good for those.
Pretty good. Yeah. I have duct tape on them now, but like, I've just been like, man, I got to spend $60 on a new pair of shoes.
That does suck.
That's because I only have one pair. And then I'm like, I work, so I don't want to. I'm like, man, I do have to buy two pairs of shoes, one for work and then one for
you,
because my shoes get so ruined.
All right, if they're just Converse, yeah, maybe.
That's $120 to drop.
God, they're really 60.
I think they're 60.
That sucks.
Yeah. And I got a pair of running shoes with this for running.
Oh, sure.
I also only have two pairs of pants.
That's not great, because this pair is not looking good.
This is all I got.
I know. that is something you maybe should invest in.
I know, but yeah. It's like, I'm like, I gotta wait till I'm like, okay, I get paid next. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta like balance it out.
But also, what's a night out drinking cost?
That's true. I did spend
$150.
I did spend about $100 Thursday night when I got drunk.
Yeah.
So
that could have been at least three pairs of pants.
It could have been three pairs of pants. Yeah.
That is the other half of it.
I just also don't know what I'm doing when I go to the store.
Sure.
Like, especially clothes shopping, I'm like, I don't.
I go to Target.
That's where you get your clothes?
Yep. Their Goodyear brand is my favorite brand.
For like jeans?
Everything.
Pants? Shirts?
My issue is I'm a 28 waist, 32 length.
So you're the same length as me. I'm 32 length.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to find that.
28, 32? Yeah, I'm...
It's...
At least the pants I'm wearing now are 32, 32s.
Sure. Most of like... Usually the smallest you can find is like 30, but sometimes that is so fucking loose.
Because you're so tiny, but tall.
I'm gangly. Yeah. I'm not even that tall. I'm only like 5'10".
Yeah. But you're kind of a little bit Waluigi-esque.
A little bit.
Yeah. Cause you're just like
on the way.
Yeah. You're Waluigi in junior high.
Yeah. Like right before you became a monster, but I'm at my limit.
Yeah. And you're just an adult. Yeah. And you're stuck with this. You haven't turned purple yet.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay if I never turn purple. Cause also I think as I age, I curl.
Oh, like your back?
Yeah. Like I think I'm one.
You're going to start crouching.
I think I'm one of those old men who just gets a hunch.
Well,
and I just keep also, bending.
You're
in.
Always. What you do for a job, you're doing that motion. Yeah. You're crouching or bending. So like
welding fucked me up. I can't imagine that people
also weld. Arcade tech, you're in an arcade machine.
Yeah, I'm bent over. I'm climbing inside them. Yeah. So I think that's my future.
Yeah.
Is that I am just a question mark of a man. How do you think you age? Your knees definitely go out.
I have pretty good legs.
I think you're a tennis ball man in the future, like with the four walker.
You think I'm going to make it that far? I only got 11 years left, baby.
All right, let's go if you do make it that far.
I definitely am going to have everybody in my lineage on my mom's side.
Do you get a little boxier?
It's just like they're just like bigger, yeah. Which I kind of like am wider, and then just like a gut. So okay.
Oh, like a straight gut, straight out gut?
Not like, but like just the chest area is fat. But like they have, you know, their legs are in shape, their arms are in shape. And like all your weight just is one spot.
Okay.
And that's how everybody in my family is. But as wild as that's how my grandpa used to look. And then he like went on a big health nut.
Yeah, because he's the bird watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's super skinny, but he's super old, and he looks unhealthy.
Sure, because he looks insane.
Because he's like so skinny. And I'm just like, I kind of liked you full bodied.
Yeah. I mean, like,
but beer he bullying. was having like, you know, ankle problems and knee problems.
Like, but also at that age, you're just like, that's just you now.
Yeah, exactly. When you get to a certain age, it's like, whatever.
Cause like, yeah, I think I'll probably turn out like my mom's dad more so.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that he looks like. You don't think you'd turn into your dad?
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm kind of built like him, but where he just kind of barreled out.
He barreled out, but you're just still a stick.
Yeah. And I'm hoping I stay a stick forever.
Like, I mean, nice. Some people are just skinny forever.
I think I just get gnarled and like crooked and I'd stiffen.
And you just look like a, come here, boy.
Yeah. Like if I stand up straight, I will snap in half. Yeah. Like I like when that happens, when you're just a shepherd's crook. And if someone even tries to fix you, you're dead.
I'm just here watching the sheep and the boys.
But yeah, you just, because you can't look up.
Yeah, because you're just crooked.
Yeah, you're pointed down at all times.
Yeah, so you'd have a cane.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. A cane would be sick.
See, that's why I was thinking you'd get like one of those four tennis ball
canes.
That's
not sick. A cane is sick.
Oh, you think so?
Not a walker is not sick.
I'm saying one of the little ones where it's the four at the bottom like that, where it's...
Oh, it's still a
cane. The cane that does the big round at the top.
Okay, so it's still a cane. I was just picturing like just the walker with the four tennis balls.
Sure, no. Maybe. I could see you that old.
I ain't making it that far.
We'll see. You might just be one of those just cockroaches.
Where I'm just like... God, I've been wanting to die for 60 years.
Lord, take me. Yeah, you're 130. And I was like, what's your secret? I'm like,
I hate myself.
I lost the gun.
Yeah, I bought it and then got high and I put it somewhere and I forgot it.
That was 85 years ago.
And I don't
like it.
Know where it went. I've moved 28 times and I haven't found it.
Because we have a retirement home right there. I think all of us just go there in the future.
You think you're going to stay in this house forever?
I want to.
Forever?
I would love to.
Damn, that is wild. But I don't know what it's like to even own a house.
So. I love this house. Like, There's nothing more that I want.
Yeah, it's like that's what's so weird is when you buy a house. I guess when you buy a house and you have kids, that's when people move because you get a bigger house.
Yeah. So the thing is,
but I just don't understand why people are like, I'm gonna get a new house.
It's weird
because some people are just like, I want to move.
Because also you need to at least have your current house be nice enough to sell.
Yeah.
Which this one, I mean, it's as nice as I bought it at, but I would want it nicer to sell it so we can get more money out of it.
But then also, like, you're allowed to sell it even though you still owe money on it?
Yeah, so the money goes towards that.
Oh, that's just weird.
It is weird, yeah. I don't quite understand
mortgages and stuff like that.
No, especially because other companies buy and sell your mortgage constantly.
Yeah, you were telling me about, like...
Yeah, we get notifications of like, hey, so-and-so owns your mortgage now. I'm like, all right. I still pay the same person who then diverts it wherever.
That's so insane that your mortgage is just being constantly spread around.
Yeah. I don't know if it's parts either or if it's the whole thing, but like, I'm just like.
But your bill is still the same?
Yeah. And that's another thing where
you still pay to the same person?
Yep.
So like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. That's just where it's a, I don't control it, so whatever.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Don't care.
Doesn't matter to think about it.
Yeah, like, I keep getting notices from that, but like, I don't care.
It's so weird being an adult.
That is.
And like being like, lately I've been like.
You find out about all the dumb bullshit, just bed that is beneath us at all times.
Well, and also I've been like really like cementing the fact that I am 30.
Yeah.
Because I still feel like a child.
Yeah.
And I still feel like a kid, but I'm like, damn, I'm 30.
Yeah. This is your,
and then like comparing it to like when I was a kid, knowing 30-year-olds, and it's just like that they were doing what I'm doing now. Like,
I don't know.
They were struggling. They were fucking doing this. Like it's like I feel like it's just weird. But also I feel like our generation is weird too, where it's like
I feel like 30-year-olds are different than they used to be.
Yeah, we're doing things differently.
Which I don't fucking.
I don't know either, dude. This life is weird.
I don't know if we're doing a good job by like kind of putting everything off.
We're just doing a different job.
We're just doing all we can. I mean, it's always been different though. It's just technology has advanced so far beyond us.
So quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we are catching up now, which is wild. I mean, like I've always thought this is that evolution or that technology has out evolved, like where we're at in evolution.
What do you mean?
That our brains as is isn't meant to handle all that technology is giving us. 100%.
That's why I think TikTok's so bad.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our brains, because it happened so quickly to us. That
you were taking in the bad news of the world at all times.
Yeah, it went from like 5 o'clock news as a child to boom, 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 shooting.
Yeah, there's a funnel in your forehead and we're just dumping shit into it.
Yeah.
And then asking, why are you sad?
Yeah, because you're hearing about all this negative shit all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's... not good for you.
Can't be.
But it is nice to be aware. Dude, I don't...
It feels like you're supposed to be aware, and I just don't know anymore.
I don't know, dude.
Because me getting mad hasn't changed a goddamn thing, but also, it seems like that's what the top wants you to feel like, is to give up. And that's fucking strange, too. But also, we've all got our own bullshit we're just desperately trying to handle, while... being told that like, hey, everyone else has it worse than you and you should help. And I'm like, I don't know how.
Yeah. That's what's so insane. It's like, everyone is just trying to figure out what to do. And then, but also they're being, you have to help other people.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
but also we have really good lives.
Yeah. Comparatively.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Heavy shit.
But also it's not, because also,
yeah,
I'm just in my house.
Yeah. And I just do. That's why I just don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly what it is. I just don't care. I just don't pay attention and I just do my own thing.
You
don't
even let yourself care.
I just don't let myself care, because I'm like, well, it doesn't affect me. Doesn't affect this. Doesn't affect.
I vote in a way that would help them if that's how government actually worked.
But then it doesn't.
Yeah.
Even though that's what you were taught in school, that it should.
Yeah. That
your vote matters.
Fuck that.
It doesn't.
No. And it never.
Because unless your vote goes to an electoral college, what the fuck does that mean?
Unless they got rid of the electoral colleges, your vote will never matter.
I remember them explaining that in school, and I was like, what?
And I thought
it was a democracy.
Well, it's just
But then we only get two votes? Like, I don't quite understand it.
No,
still.
And also, they should split all electoral votes based off percentage and demographics.
Yeah. Instead of just being like, well,
all or nothing.
All or nothing.
So then just truly your vote did not matter.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. Like, at all. And there's no way it could have. Because if 49% votes one way, go fuck yourself.
That's why ever since they taught about all that shit and they said your vote matters, I just knew. I was like, it doesn't, though. Yeah. If I go and vote, it's not going to change shit.
Unless it is the one vote.
It's never been the one vote.
I wonder if it has.
Sure, for something.
Yeah, probably last election when Trump said he lost.
He also said.
Yeah, didn't he say that in his speech?
He said, by the way, last election was rigged. This one wasn't. That's why I won. It's fucking wild.
Why is he going to talk so much shit? That's why I think he's fat. He's fascinating. Yeah, I don't like him as a person, but he's entertaining.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can't
he was a professional entertainer more than anything else.
He was
more than a businessman, more than any other thing he has done. He was an entertainer.
Yeah, he's done so much shit in pro wrestling. And that's what they did. It's a gimmick.
The Apprentice.
He's doing a character. The Apprentice. Donald Trump is a character.
Yeah, and because The Apprentice.
Who is he?
He was just a bitchy host.
Yeah, he just goes. You're fired.
Yeah. Like he was a little bitch. Like, that's it. And then
I don't even remember what that show was, but that show was massive.
I think you're supposed to like do business deals. I know Bret Michaels was on it.
What?
Yeah, like they had just celebrities on it.
But then you just go to work, and then if you don't do well, you're fired.
That's
why I don't understand at all.
I had a cardboard cutout of him in my bedroom growing up. And like that wasn't the Donald Trump it is today.
No, but it was still kind of a joke.
No, that one was 1,000% just a joke because he did some Walgreens deal. So like when my mom worked at Walgreens and she's like, hey, do you want this? I was like, yeah. I literally threw knives at it, which I think is illegal to do now.
It's illegal to do now, but back then it was like, it's a joke.
She's like, dude, yeah.
And then like when he was in Home Alone, we're like, is that fucking Donald Trump? Like we're like, what the hell?
Yeah, like he was like, joke and other things.
And then
too,
the other guys, they crash into the Trump Tower.
Oh, do they? I know that.
At the opening scene when they're causing all the destruction.
Oh, that's Trump Tower. That's fun.
Yeah, he says Trump Tower and the car just goes right into the front of it and like blows up.
And now he's president again. I'm sure we just said the same thing over and over with that. It's just a weird day. And that's how it started.
I think it's just January is a weird. I mean, you started with the whale yesterday, so you could be feeling that.
Yeah. January, but also I feel inspired by the whale.
January has just been, it's been so fucking cold. It just feels like the lull period. And I think everyone's kind of feeling that. Like,
we are.
It's not like even like depressed. It's just like, ugh, just drained.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. And it's like, one of our friends last night was like, this is the time we're supposed to be resting.
Yeah, we were supposed to forage, but also we don't forage anymore.
Yeah, so it's like
we don't do shit. So it's just the same stuff. Like, we might be able to supposed to rest now, but also we're supposed to work a lot harder at other times in the year.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yeah, and I'm still depressed and lazy in the summer.
Yeah, at least it feels good outside.
Kind until it gets too hot, and then I finally get a complaint about something different.
Yeah, because you're like, God, it's so cold. Now it's too hot.
I can't do anything.
I can't go outside.
What am I supposed to do?
I feel like shit.
This is when I'm supposed to rest. And it's just that at all times.
Yeah, this has been a weird episode, but I don't want to end it on just like, I feel like we've been complaining just loosely.
It's just more of just like watching what's happened.
We're just word vomit.
Wild.
But it is time for a segment. This just to have some fun. It's time for Slippery Sins. All right, welcome back to Slippery Sins, the critically acclaimed segment that we do occasionally. I picked out a few cards. This is from a drink. Few sins. This is from a drink game that I was like, I got it for Christmas a few years ago, and I was like, let's just make it a podcast saying it. We'll slowly go through all of them.
Okay.
I mean, there are some that suck. So
yeah, most of them
suck. We're going to start off with the sloth card.
All right.
There's two on each card. Sometimes I skip the boring ones, but I thought this one would be kind of interesting. The next couple are better.
Okay.
I'll start off with this one. But have you ever avoided visiting someone in the hospital because it was too inconvenient?
I wouldn't say off of inconvenience. I remember.
Yeah, I don't think inconvenience is the right word.
No, it took me longer than it should have to visit my niece when she was first born. Because I remember my other sister gave me shit for that. I think that was just off of I assume there'd be more people there that like really needed to do it before I went in.
I get nervous every time I have to go to visit a hospital.
Yeah, like anyone was ill though, so it was nice. It's just like
just a baby. Yeah. But also I feel like I don't know. I'll go with like a group, but if I have to go by myself, I don't know what I would do.
I mean,
because you just like wear their room and then you just like, hello.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Because like
I've visited a lot of sick people where you just go, I hate seeing you like this.
Yeah, this
and then it just
sucks.
Yeah, but they need people to visit them.
And
but
also, imagine how I feel.
Yeah, and I just feel like a piece of shit because I could go. I don't want to go. I don't. Yeah. I don't want to visit you.
No, I mean, I absolutely don't want to visit them. Like,
my grandpa, when he was in the hospital, that was a bummer because he had like a stroke or something. So his mind started to go.
Oh, shit.
But also like the other family was there so much. They thought it was silly that his mind started to go. And that made me really uncomfortable.
Well, you get weird if you're
if you're around them all the time.
Well, yeah, because you're just living hospital life.
Yeah.
Eating hospital food. So things get weird.
And it's just, yeah, that's just your life from at that point.
And then you're just dealing with that someone sick for a long time.
Yeah, because I remember it was like when my grandpa started talking about something being like he was confused about something like he thought that a camera crew was in here at one point that they were on the news for something or that he like saw himself on TV and he thought that was weird. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you really thought that? I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, like I don't think that's funny.
Yeah, why are you acting like this?
I wasn't close to him either and everyone else was.
So that could have just been like, yeah, I don't.
Well, so I didn't say shit because, yeah.
You just feel awkward.
Yeah, I mean, also he didn't like me and that's fine.
Yeah, so you were like forced to go visit him.
I wanted to because he was my grandfather, but yeah. I remember like the last time my mom visited and she was like, do you want to like talk to him on the phone? He's doing okay if you want to say like anything. I'm like, no.
Nope.
Last interaction we had was decent. He asked me questions about being a welder.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
That's at least something he could process because he was like a construction and Navy guy.
It's a respectable job.
Yeah, it was something he understood. And I was like, no, we can just leave it at that. And that can be what I am.
Yep.
And then like when my sister was in the hospital, cause she had cancer when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember being in the hospital with my brother.
Yeah,
just felt so weird.
The smell still bugs me because also in those cancer wards where they have to like desanitize you first and then you walk through the second doors.
Oh, I don't think I ever had to do that.
No.
Yeah.
I guess he died before my sister got sick, so maybe that was a newer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a two level because also she had leukemia, so she was in like a more specific place, I think.
Yeah, my brother just had a brain tumor, so I don't think we had to like. You know,
you would have been at a cancer ward though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we were in a cancer ward, but
at
also
Iowa
like,
City or somewhere else.
We went to a lot of places, but also that was on my dad's side, so they were dealing with shit daily, and I would just randomly go on the weekends and be there.
Sure,
you know what I mean. So like,
yeah, family, I was there probably every weekend.
So like, there could have been facilities, especially when they were doing surgery and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, I would just go and it'd be like, here's the gym, and just a bunch of kids in wheelchairs, and it's just like, God damn,
and you're just there,
and they're just like.
Hope you're all doing better.
Yeah, I'm just a kid that's fine.
Yeah, among these children who might not be here.
Yeah,
that's insane.
It's fucked up, dude. And I just remember being like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
just sitting in the chair and just sitting there.
And they need you to be there, so it's fucking.
It's so fucked up.
God, this podcast is getting even more depressing.
God damn,
you asked a wild question.
I thought it was interesting. I didn't know we were gonna get dark.
What other time were you and I in hospitals often? Was his grandparent dying or sibling cancer?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
That's why I started with a birth where it was at least happy.
This next one is a pride card.
Okay.
What's your dumbest possession that you show off? Why is it so special to you?
Jesus, that's hard. I have a lot of possessions that I like to show off.
Yeah, because you kind of build your house like a museum.
I want to eventually. Yeah. I mean,
I'm a very, what's the word?
Eclectic.
Eclectic collector.
I love my bones. I have a human rib that I'm really proud of.
I mean, there's a fucking cat skeleton.
That's Halloween decoration.
Yeah, but it's like, it's fake bones on the display right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about real bones. This is garbage.
Still more bones than I have.
No, I mean, I have a lot of real bones out there.
I only have one thing of bones, and it's from the ballistic set.
And that's not even real bones. It's like plaster. No, but like my real bones, I am proud of. Like the full skeleton sets we have. I would love to own a human skull at some point, but they make me nervous.
Like a real one.
Yeah. You can find them online at some places.
They make you nervous.
Yeah. Most of them are from like Haitian communities. And that, I don't know why, but that one makes me nervous. Like the idea of buying like a Haitian community skull, I just feel like that's bad juju if I was the one buying it.
Like that just seems wrong. Because you're like, that's cool. I can afford to put it in my house.
And like, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Would you ever get a full skeleton?
Sure, that'd be awesome. Those are so expensive, though.
Like the ones that were like in like science classes and shit.
But like if they were real.
If they were real, that'd be nuts. I mean, you think it'd all be the same body?
Probably. I mean, you donate full bodies at a time, so I imagine they'd keep that skeleton together. You don't need to piece that out.
Yeah, that'd be insane. It's like, well, the femur's from this guy that...
I mean, the same as like if I ever lost a limb, I would love to be the skeleton version of it.
Yeah, you should be able to keep that shit.
Some people do, but I think it's hard because it's technically like hazardous waste. But it's like your body.
But it's your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I ever lost a limb, I'd love to keep it.
If they take anything out of me, I want it.
Like your nuts?
I would absolutely want my nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary. Like you put them in a jar?
Yeah. What would you do? Just want them to throw it away? Also, if you lose your nuts, that's not what a, just so you know, that's not what it, like getting snipped is.
I was thinking getting snipped.
Yeah. No, they don't take your nuts out of your body.
Okay. Yeah. They just cut the tube.
They cut just the sperm. Like yeah, you still get testosterone and shit. Yeah. No. If you have like nut cancer, then yeah, they'll remove it. That's pretty much it.
Okay. That'd be a wild.
No, just everyone like with a vasectomy still has their balls. They're not neutered. That is very different because they also like neuter animals to keep them from being like more aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's important to me that you realize that.
I understand it. Yeah.
But do you believe it?
I did it. Yes.
Like, I think.
But I just think it's so funny if everybody that got a vasectomy just had their balls in
the jar. Nobody would get a vasectomy then.
They just.
No, if you became a eunuch, that would be wild.
You just have a penis.
I think eunuchs might.
You just lose your balls. It'd be funny.
No, it'd be horrible. That would fuck up your body.
Would it?
Yes. If you just lose. Yeah, because.
You lose arms.
Yeah, that you don't get hormones from your arms. There's little like growth hormones and shit you get from your balls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Testosterone.
Oh, I guess I don't even know what half that shit means or does.
Okay, you should read a book.
I read books.
Yeah, about shitty drummers.
I'm reading a book about the World's Fair.
Yeah. Devil in the White City.
Yeah.
Book about the World's Fair.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And the killer.
Yeah. H.H. Holmes.
That book is hard to read.
I quit when I read that book.
I'm liking it, but I read it in a while?
Work?
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it reminds me, it's been reminding me of reading Chaos, where I'm like, I love the book, but it was work. Dumbest possession for me would probably be like, every time people come over, I just show off my rubber duck collection.
Yeah.
Because
but you don't even like it that much.
Because I'm just like,
it's there.
I go, isn't this fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Like I go, I have so many. And I just go, stop.
Probably my arcade collection would be fine.
Oh, like upstairs? Show people the arcade?
Because I don't play them anymore.
Yeah, you never go up there.
Because I work in an arcade now.
I mean, I like showing off collections.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, especially like my movie shelf, but that stuff's on display so people can just see it.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbest position that you show off. Besides that, I can't think of anything else.
I mean, I have a lot of dumb possessions.
You just have loose stuff, but you don't show it off. People just discover
it. It's all out.
Yeah,
sure. I also don't have people over.
But if you did.
Then I would show it all off.
You'd be like, look at this book.
Yeah, because I'd walk through and like show things.
Look at this stuffed frog.
Hmm?
Okay. This next and last card is an envy card. And I this one made me think of Jacob because I bet he's done this.
Sure.
Have you ever intentionally tried to be around less attractive people so you'd be the hottest one in the group?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, really? I pictured you 100% doing that.
No, I mean.
I 100% you hang it. Especially like in college years.
No, I'd be more excited to hang out with an attractive crowd to get group attention. And then I'm the funny one. That's what I'm after.
So you don't want to be the attractive one.
I mean, I would be happy to be the attractive one, but one attractive guy surrounded by uggos doesn't bring a group of attractive women.
That's true, but all. Yeah.
Yeah. So
all hot except for one.
Sure. But I also.
And you're the one.
I also wouldn't have considered myself the ugly one of any group I was a part of in college.
I was reading that and I was like, damn, Jacob's definitely done that.
No, I go off of more. I think my personality helps a lot more than my looks. I'm fine looking.
That's why you started your
podcast. No, like, I think I'm fine looking, but
we're getting in a fight.
What? I'm not even going against you. I'm just saying, I'm more of like a story. Like, I like stories to get attention than anything else.
Okay.
Have you?
No, 100%. I'm not. I wouldn't.
Because you don't get people's attention ever.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't get people's attention. But
never
also,
on purpose.
But also,
least.
I don't know how to be around other groups of people.
Yeah. Also, I've never had enough friends to like choose the ugly ones.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah. I have like three friends.
Yeah.
So I just go out with them. And it's weird.
Yeah. And there it's just really you roll the dice of what you're into, depending.
Yeah. Because it's just always like we look similar. Or nerdy.
Or you're just with lesbians.
Or I'm with gays.
Yeah.
And then people are like, and then people just assume that I'm dating one of them.
Yeah. They're wrong.
That's what sucks. Every time I go with some of my friends, it's just like.
Yeah. It's you and a group of girls.
It's me and a group of girls. And it's like, well, that guy's digging.
Yeah. You think that's what everyone's thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That they count you off immediately.
They count me off immediately. And I'm like, no, I'm looking. They're gay.
and you should hand that out in cards.
Yeah, that's why I tried fucking putting name tags on people that say they're gay.
Yeah, I'm straight.
I'm straight.
And looking.
And looking. But nobody wanted to wear the name tags.
That's fair.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because you're just going to get them hate crimed. But you're like, I want to get laid.
I don't care if they spit on me. but this has been the Moist Monday podcast.
Do you like getting spit on? Do you like getting moist?
Do you like the way the world's going?
I don't think anyone does.
Don't answer that. That's... I feel like just weird now after this episode.
Yeah, that's fair. It's been a weird episode. You brought in some weird cards to go along with it.
I thought these were good cards.
The hospital one?
I didn't know it was going to get dark.
The only time we've been in at hospitals.
For a majority of time, yeah.
Is old people dying or siblings with cancer. That's it.
I don't know. I don't know.
When was the last time you went to the hospital for anything other besides those two things?
I'm trying to think, when was the last time you were at a hospital in general?
I think when my grandpa died.
When was that?
A long time ago.
10 years ago? Over?
Probably over.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know if I've been.
I don't know why I would.
Hospitals freak me out.
Well, yeah, I don't go to them myself.
They got good food, though.
They really don't,
No,
though.
They really don't. It sucks.
I had a lot of, like, pudding and Jell-O, I think, and, like, shit like that.
They have good ice chips.
That's fair.
And I like icy water. But this has been the Moist Monday Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you're just taking it day by day. Hopefully you're just getting through it.
Or hopefully you're actually thriving, I would say, and not taking it day by day. Hopefully you're doing much better than us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to relate. Yeah,
hopefully you're crawling through the broken glass we all are.
I hope
you don't bleed out.
I just want people to relate to us. I don't know.
Sure. Hopefully.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok. It's still there.
Papa T saved it.
Threads.
Hope you're all safe under his rule now.
Follow us on Parler. That's where Papa T is going to be posting. Follow us on Blue Sky. That's where all the...
Is it on Truth Social now?
I think it's still Parler. I posted on it today. So I don't know
if he's there, though.
Is there another one?
I think it's Truth Social.
Well, I'm not making one of those. No, I'm not making another one.
We might do good on that one.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars. Share the podcast with a friend. Share it with an enemy. Do whatever you got to do. And keep it moist out there.
Day by day. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll see you next day.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.